candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. Get those numbers right. Welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tony Morrell is going to join us at 8:05. We have a little Gamecock recruiting to talk about, see where the staff is. And we got at least one new staff member, maybe another staff member. Going down to Columbia. So we'll ask him about that at 8:05 this morning. Get into what happened in sports yesterday, including Clemson's visit to the White House, that the White House dinner was talked about ad nauseum by a lot of folks on social media yesterday. But Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers visited the Oval Office yesterday. That was kind of cool for the guys. So we can talk a little bit about that. Clemson gets good news on two juniors. Tanner Muse and Isaiah Simmons announced they are coming back for next season. So all together now, 13 returning starters. You will see, besides the punter, Will Spires, who has a battle on his hands this coming spring, you'll have four returning starters on defense. And depending on Garrett Williams and how you count, because you could count four wide receivers instead, you will see eight returning starters on offense. So 13 altogether. So we'll keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the rest of the college football world, considering the other guys had to declare yesterday, and Kyler Murray does declare. So we can talk about that a little bit. College basketball with Cam Reddish out. Syracuse goes to Duke. The Syracuse Orange upset Duke 95-91 in overtime in Cameron. And this was the first time that a top-ranked Duke team had lost to an unranked team in Cameron, or as a number one team under Mike Krzyzewski. Now they're now 90-1 as a number one team in the country against ranked teams, against unranked teams. And Syracuse won that one last night in Cameron, kind of shaking up the ACC a little bit. Virginia now becomes the leader in the ACC. Nice win for Syracuse last night. College baseball poll out, D1 baseball poll. College baseball right around the corner. Less than a month away. Clemson ranked 24th. Gamecocks not ranked in the initial preseason poll for college baseball. I want to talk about the transfer portal a little bit. I want to get into today of the strategies of how to create depth, or how important depth is in college football. And we'll give you a thought about how totally different that Clemson handles it than Alabama. And I've got some numbers to talk about that a little bit. We have a CBS article of the biggest takeaways from college football season. We'll tell you about that coming up. And finally, January 26th is going to be one of the biggest days of the year in Clemson football, because they're hosting anywhere from 25 to I don't know, 35 juniors. Guys saying they're coming now, and it is a who's who. And I'll go ahead and tell you, I've been following it for a long time. I've never seen the kind of talent that we've seen coming on January 26th. We'll tell you who those guys are now. Now, that's a fluid list, guys. Unofficial visits won't be able to come in, and guys will lose, you know, transportation, things on those lines. But this initial list of who's coming in, it's number one players, five stars, number one players at positions, top 100 players, 12 maybe top 100 players coming in, something the likes we've never seen around here at least. So we'll get into that a little bit as the show goes on. The most important thing I do is introduce the host of segment number two, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, and the leader of our Oval Office, Mr. Zach Oar. Yeah, Bo!
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Man, just couldn't be better.
We need it. Where is this Oval Office that we have at the station now?
That's the thing about there where Kelly Gramlich hangs out. That table back there, it's an oval table.
We're progressive here. That's Kelly Gramlich's office.
Right. Knights of the Round Table.
Yep.
Is what we do back there.
Yep.
Talk to me, buddy. Talk to me.
I'm doing well today. I'm doing very well this morning.
Had Get a nice your devil's gear on.
Had a nice night's sleep after a nice devil's win last night.
Nice. Nice.
Devils pulling out at home 8-5.
Nice.
It was an absolute barn burner. They stopped playing defense about 2 or 3 minutes into the second period. Put up 7 goals between them in the second. Devils had a 6-1 lead at one point.
Who did they beat?
Chicago.
They both goalies have suntans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. So that's a good win for
you. Yes. A lot of fun last night. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, can I do this? I forgot to do the college basketball scores. Can I do this right fast?
Quickly.
Syracuse beat Duke 95-91.
Whoa.
Top-ranked Duke falls. 7th-ranked Kansas beats Texas 80-78. Texas is 10-7, man. I feel bad for Shocker. They're 2-3 in the Big 12. 11th-ranked Florida State fell at Pittsburgh 75-62. Remember that when we said Florida State can't let loss beat them twice? It happened last night in Pittsburgh. Maryland down Wisconsin. 19th-ranked Terps win 64-60. And Nebraska upsets 25th-ranked Indiana 66-51. And no other ACC games last night involving non-ranked teams. Everybody in the ACC is ranked, seemingly. No SEC games last night. So anyway, that's a little college basketball. So, you left here yesterday. You gave me a ride home. I owe you my life now for saving me a long, long walk.
Yeah, I guess.
And you decided to do what after that?
That doesn't really matter. I did a little of this, a little of that. We had Tiger calls last night.
I listened.
Did you?
I listened to the entire show.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was good. I had to listen to the entire show because there's a local grocery store here. You see my tweet?
Yeah. It's not really a local brand.
No. But they have this thing where you go online, you order your groceries, and you go pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty convenient deal. We've done it before.
It's for the aristocrats of the community.
No, it's not aristocrats. Anybody does it. And obviously, last night, everybody does it. Hour 45. I wait yesterday on those groceries an hour and 45 minutes. So I got to sit in my car and listen to and watch ladies cuss each other out. I jumped the little kid. The little kid was great. He comes out. First of all, you get 8 spots. And if you're not in one of those 8 spots, they can't deliver it for you. So everybody's coming at once. And so somebody leaves, and it's a fight to get that one spot. And I mean, it's a bad deal. They've got only 3 guys that are bringing the food out. And, I mean, we're lucky to be able to have food. I don't want to complain too much. But 2 of them don't have a key to get back in, so they got to wait on the 3rd guy to get finished to go back in. It's an absolute disaster. And so the little boy, the college kid comes out. He was great, man. And he finally gets mine after hour 45. And I said, bud, I'm going to apologize for something. This is not your fault. I know you have nothing to do with the inefficiency of this thing. But I said, I've been in your shoes before, but unfortunately, you're going to have to sit here and take this for a little bit. I've been out here for an hour 45. And he was, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was awesome. Yes, sir. And I already got the manager's name. The manager wasn't there, so I'll make that phone call today. And one of the things I'm telling him is, man, you got a great employee. And he said, among the things I talked about was how inefficient it is, how, you know, you guys got to do better, and he knows, and yes, sir, yes, sir. And so I tell him, my wife is waiting. She's waiting to cook dinner. And like, we don't get home till, I don't get up till after 8 o'clock. Like, eight, you know, I go up there, I leave the house at like 5:30. Right. Anyway. And I said, man, I got a wife 35 weeks pregnant at home. So every time I'd say something, I'd say, and another thing, you guys don't even have, what do you, you got only one key that works the whole thing? And he goes, yes, sir. Now, how old's your baby? How old's you, when are y'all due? And I started talking about my son a little bit. And I said, and I don't understand how you can call and you can text me. It was ready at 5:45 and now it's 8 o'clock. Or it was actually 7:30, whatever. And he goes, yeah, that's great. Now, well, how's the pregnancy been? He was awesome, man. He's a double major at Clemson, working his way through school. He was awesome. And I mean, I said, you know, I apologize. I had to jump your butt pretty good. But. So anyway, I got to listen to the entire Tiger Calls last night. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. He talked to, obviously, a lot about Clemson and their struggles for the past couple of games here starting ACC play. Tim Bray called in.
From the bus coming back from the White House.
That's correct. They talked about going to the Oval Office and kind of described their trip there. Actually, for a second time, we're going to hear Dabo's speech here. Got some audio from that, so I'm excited to listen to that because I didn't get a chance to listen to it yesterday, but I heard it was a very good speech where he quoted a bunch of different things, including the late Tyler Trent. So I'm looking forward to hearing
that. Yeah, I've not heard the speech yet. Only 6 minutes.
Yeah, 6-7 minutes, something like that. So yeah. We'll do that. Yesterday, Tyler calls. He talked about getting more energy for his team. And
that's what
trying
is.
Trying to find an area for that.
Yeah, that's what is amazing to me. Is that coming off of a Sweet 16 and all the momentum of the world and with Reed and Mitchell coming back and Eli Thomas coming back, man, he felt really good about things. And yet the energy level, the energy within the team, the energy within the staff, the energy within the building, there's something missing there. I don't know how or why. And I remember this, I told you this before, Burton Burns told me with Alabama when he was down there, that every team is different. And just because you think that you did good last year, whatever, that the personality of every team is different. So I learned that a long time ago, but that's the one thing to me. Isn't it? I mean, shooting the basketball, they missed Gabe DeVoe's shot, right? They missed that outside shot.
They missed that. They miss, obviously, early in the year, they missed Grantham's outside shot as well.
Yeah.
Those are two 44% three-point shooters last season. And now you mentioned Marquise Reed, you mentioned Shelton Mitchell. Both of those guys are shooting under 30% behind the arc right now. That's the energy they miss. They miss those kind of big shots that go down every game. They just don't have it right now. And it's affecting them on, and as he talked about last night, a little bit off the court. They're kind of moping around. It's in their heads. And then it translates over to the court.
How did that happen?
Well, they got their degree or went to the NBA.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying those two guys. How did it happen to where every bit of the momentum was lost?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You start with a difficult schedule, and in the ACC at least, and it's just kind of snowball.
This momentum was lost long before the ACC season.
I don't know if I agree with that. They had a good showing in the Bahamas. They finished second in that little pre-season tournament, if you will. They were competitive on their trip up to New Jersey with Mississippi State. Mississippi State was fantastic and was banging threes in from everywhere in that game, if you recall. But they were still competitive in that game. I think the ACC has thrown them for a loop at the start of that play, and it's been tough for them to deal with it.
I would say the opposite. I would say that I thought they played great against the Citadel. I would say that after that, the Akron, you know, whatever... The Georgia game, they played pretty well, I thought.
They thumped Georgia.
The Nebraska game was they didn't play well. The St. Paul game, I don't know what in the world that thing was.
They still won.
Radford, I'm not talking about winning. You should win those games. Radford, they didn't look good. They were tripping on the bottom lip before that, like kind of feeling sorry for us before that. I didn't see energy in November, December, and I didn't watch it closely. I'll be first, more football first around the show and around our personal lives and all that. But it just seemed like they lacked energy right off the bat. And I keep going back to this. I'm telling you, I hate to say this. There's a Zion hangover around here. That if Zion Williamson, if you got him, then this place is buzzing and going crazy. you get extensions in your contracts as a result of it, and we're going to get Zion Williamson, and you don't get him. And like, there's this Zion hangover, this defeatist attitude around here, and this energy that's just lacking. The Clemson grit doesn't feel like grit. And yeah, now no one felt like they were going to win these three games, but I thought it was missing before the ACC season. And he talked about it. He talked about how for some reason they didn't have energy at times during that non-conference schedule. I think every Clemson fan out there would say if they played very well and had the energy in the non-conference schedule, and then you get here and you got to go, man, we had to go to Duke, had to go to Syracuse, have Virginia coming. That's two top five teams. I think anybody would overlook it, go, man, that's a tough start, tough schedule. We got it. But, hey, at least we got some good start in the preseason. I mean, in the pre-conference schedule and had some energy then. Am I wrong for thinking that the disappointing part was the pre-conference schedule?
I mean, yeah, looking back on it now, you can probably make that assumption, come to that conclusion, but what's happened has happened. You didn't get the kid in the offseason. He went to Duke. I get it. You came into the season top 25, and things haven't gone your way so far. They've seemed to have snowballed. I'm not going to pile on the guy because I feel like enough people are doing that right now. And you know what? Funny enough, with success comes failure, evidently, because you know you're having a lot of success on the women's side of the thing. And the other side of Little John, and these women are doing a fantastic job so far early in the season. And that's kind of casting a negative light towards their cohorts in Little John, is it not?
I mean, if you have to compare the two, yes.
Well, you undoubtedly compare the two because you have one coach for a basketball team that's coming in her first year, and she's exceeding expectations and bringing an energy to her team, and that team is displaying that energy that we're just not seeing on the men's side right now. So it's you have to compare it. I don't know if it's fair, but
I have not compared it yet. But
I don't know how you haven't. It's just natural.
Because it's two different sports and two different situations.
It is literally the same sport.
Well, no. Well, anyway, we can argue about that all day long if you like, but it's two different situations. So I haven't compared it to that, but I am comparing this team to last year's team, and I'm comparing this momentum to where they were last year. And I think that's very fair to say. You know, let me remind you of this. This team came in preseason ranked for one of the only five times in Clemson basketball history in the preseason poll. And quite frankly, when you play the way you played against St. Peter's and Nebraska and some of those other teams in there, it is not Creighton. It does not look the same. Mississippi State and Creighton and Akron, I don't know, just didn't look the same out of all that. Can I tell you about my friends at First Class Halt?
Sure.
HALT, that's Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. One of the things I love most about going over and dealing with these great men and women off of Roper Mountain Road in Greenville or Clemson Boulevard in Anderson is that they are upfront and honest with you. And because they know that repeat business is how they're going to make it. There's not enough Hondas, Acuras, Lexus, and Toyotas that break down enough where they can get away with just you coming in one time and never coming back again. So they want your business, and they want your business, you know, full time and or for a long time, for a lifetime. And so they are very upfront and they're very honest. And they do quality work. I always say this, man, I want to pay for quality work and I want you to do well, but I want quality work to come out of it. 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all the work that they do, nationwide warranty on all the work that they do. And the Honda guy's going to work. He only works on Hondas. And they've been working on Hondas for 15, 20 years. Same thing with Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Give yourself do business with first-class people here. Their waiting rooms, their shuttle services, their pickup services on Lake Kiawee. Call, schedule an appointment. You can do that online. I love these folks. I love how convenient it is at First Class Halt. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's firstclasshalt.com. First Class, H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. What's on tap for segment two, buddy?
As we mentioned before, we're going to hear from Dabo and his speech yesterday. We have some audio lined up for that and looking forward to bringing it to you.
Can't wait. We'll do that after a short break. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Hour number one, segment number two. I need to tell you a little bit about our friend, Nick Lavery. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney who will get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration, and he is here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick is a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. Again, Nick Lavery at 864-654-3680. 780. Mickey, this is segment number two, after all, and we want to hear a little bit less from me and a little bit more from the man that we all want to listen to every day, day in and day out, and that's Mr. Dabo Swinney. He spoke yesterday in the East Room, I believe it was, at the White House, as the Clemson football team, the national championship football team, the 15-0 football team, went up and made their visit to the office of the President of the United States. They were honored up there. President Trump welcomed them warmly with a smorgasbord of all kinds of fast food options, and they were received warmly by the players. It was a funny, peculiar incident, and people hotly debated it last night, but that's not what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about Dabo Swinney and his speech yesterday. I'd love to play a little audio if you're interested in hearing. If not, we can talk about something entirely different.
Oh, no, buddy. First of all, I'd rather hear from you than Dabo any day of the week.
But not secondly, true. I'd rather hear from Dabo than myself, to
be honest. I'd rather hear from you, but let's hear what Dabo instead.
So we're going to listen to a little bit of what Dabo Swinney had to say yesterday, and here's that audio.
And Coach, please.
With President Trump to start, I guess.
Thank you, Mr. President, for this opportunity. What a fun day it's been. It's an honor to be a part of this tradition. And to be honest with you, it's really cool that football can create an opportunity like this. And I stand here before you as a guy from Pelham, Alabama, and I'm looking at all these young people from all over this country. And I have to look at my mom, because I came to Washington, D.C. on a train in the fifth grade. And she didn't have enough money to come with me, but here we are now, many, many years later, and we're getting to have a chance to have a moment like this. So, you know, football matters, and football and the relationships through football created this opportunity, and for that, I'm so thankful. It's been an unbelievably crazy week, literally a crazy week, but it's great to receive this recognition, to see this team honored for its amazing season. 1 week ago today, as a matter of fact, you know, we were at the stadium getting ready to kick it off. But 1 week ago today, we all enjoyed a magical and historic moment as our team became the first 15-0 team in modern football history. And one of the things that we talked about, and you guys know, is, you know, we say all the time, greatness is not your destiny. Greatness is not your right. It's a decision. You know, we always say championships are won when the stands are empty. Champions are made when nobody's watching. And this team right here made a decision to be great and was special from day one. We had our goals, and y'all all know what our goals are, but more importantly, our daily commitment was greater than those goals. And that's what it takes to do something special. And our staff, all of our staff is here. What an amazing job our staff did. It says in Proverbs that where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And we've been so consistent at Clemson because I've got a multitude of good counselors. A lot of good people. Unbelievable staff. Great continuity. A bunch of great young people that buy in and choose to be about the right things and to think the right way and to lay it on the line for their university and for each other. And people talk a lot about X's and O's in my business. You know, we talk a lot about X's and O's, but this game to me is really about hearts and souls. And last Monday, you saw on full display the heart and soul of this team. They played with a will to win that just would not be denied. And one of the things that we talk about all the time in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do it with all your heart. Doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You do it with all your heart, and because when you do things with your heart, you go above and beyond. You do the extra, and this team, they put their heart into it, and they went above and beyond in every area. We always say the fun is in the winning, and it is in the winning. But to me, it's how you win that matters the most. On the field, hey, 15-0. There's really not else you can say. We had 13 of those wins by 20 points or more. Our seniors, 55 wins in a four-year period, most in the history of college football. We had the number one scoring defense in the country, and we had the most points ever scored in Clemson history. But off the field, so it's not just winning, it's how you win. Off the field, this very same team that set out to be the best ever, they had the best ever team GPA in the history of our Clemson program. We had 66 guys make a 3.0 or better. Our record previously was 56. They shattered it. They went above and beyond in every area. We won the AFCA Academic Award, number one out of 130 teams. We won the top academic award awarded by the American Football Coaches Association. And then in New York back in December, Christian Wilkins won the Academic Heisman, which goes to the top student athlete in all levels of football. So when I tell you this team was committed to excellence in all areas, they were truly committed. And in the end, that's what we're all going to be defined by. That's what our program's going to be defined by. Not by these trophies. Our program's going to be defined by the type of men that leave our program and what they do when they get out into society, the type of future presidents they become, and governors and CEOs and coaches and teachers and NFL players, whatever it is, that's what our program is going to be defined by. We had a quote that we kind of live by. We started the season, kind of talked about this quote. I don't know who said it, but it says this. It says, what you can vividly imagine and ardently believe and enthusiastically act upon will inevitably come to be. This team dreamed big, they believed big, and last Monday, you saw them enthusiastically act upon that dream and belief. But my favorite part of this team, what I will always remember, is that they truly enjoyed the journey. I can't tell you how many times we kind of hit pause. A lot of times with young people, everybody wants to hit fast forward. But this team, we hit pause a lot and really truly enjoyed the journey, and it really made it so much special, more special for me. And in the end, that's what it should be about. Just finding joy in the journey of whatever it is that we're doing. So I want to close, and I really want to give this perspective to our team and really to anybody who's listening. This is a quote, and the whole college football world was captured by Tyler Trent. He was the Purdue football fan that was battling cancer. Probably saw that. He just passed just recently. And here's what he said. He put out a quote, and he said, though I am in hospice care and have to wake up every morning knowing that the day might be my last, I still have a choice to make that day the best it can be. Yet isn't that a choice we all have every day? After all, nobody knows the amount of days that we have left. Some could say we are all in hospice to a certain degree. So why don't we act like it? Where is your gratitude? With Christmas coming up, what are you thankful for? I had to write my will recently, and I'm just thankful that I can give my family Christmas presents. Maybe even for the last time. Let's not forget that my doctors gave me 3 months to live almost 2.5 months ago. So why can't we live grateful lives? Why can't we make every day count like it's the last? So for this team and all you guys moving on, even the guys coming back, that's what I would say is go live and be great today. In order for your someday to become a reality, you just got to be your best today. And truly enjoy the journey, because I always believe the best is yet to come. So President Trump, I can't thank you enough for this very special opportunity and all the dignitaries here to honor our football team on something that we earned and something that happened all the way on the other coast in California 1 week ago. What a special moment we'll remember for the rest of our lives. But it pales in comparison to the relationships and the journey that it took to get there. But on behalf of our team, our staff, the Board of Trustees, our president, and our AD, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity that you gave us. Thank you.
That was phenomenal.
Where can I vote for him?
That was nothing short of phenomenal.
Wouldn't you be nervous speaking with the president? Speaking to him, wouldn't you be like,
You know what? Yes. And it's funny because how many speeches of these have we watched now or listened to, but mainly watch. And I say that because I'm sitting here watching it and you don't have the pleasure of watching it on the screen that I'm watching. You're just listening here. He's tighter than he usually is when he's got the mic in his hand and the right. Microphone. Right?
Well, I'm sure the White House told him, hey, tighten this thing up.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure they did. But he's definitely a little tighter. He knows where he is. And he acted accordingly. And it was It was a great speech. Some of the stuff that we heard before, some of the stuff we heard during the parade and after the parade and the celebration that occurred in the stadium, some of the new, adding the Tyler Trent quote into the end there was great. If you want to be where, you know, you're going someday, you got to be present today. All that kind of stuff is just, it's vintage Dabo, and it makes you very proud to see this on NBC and Fox and ABC and CNN and CBS and all these different national news outlets. And it's a representation of what Clemson is and who they are and the kind of person they put at the forefront of their community.
You would you'd vote for the guy?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Would you not?
Yeah, what if he was a Republican? Would you vote for him still? Or?
You know what? I don't see people as Republicans or Democrats.
That's a joke.
They can look at different
That's
things.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
It's funny enough.
Question.
Yeah.
What did you make of them going into the entire team going to the Oval Office? The last time they were there, it was a select few that got to go. This time, they had the entire team into the Oval Office.
Yeah, that's neat. It was definitely a good little bit of press for the White House and to have the team up there. So it was Quick Trip. Last time they didn't go until June, if you recall.
Yeah, why did they go early this time?
I think there was probably a little bit of press involved and probably trying to spin this to a good moment for the White House, and that's just the political world we live in. That's the only reason I can think of. I'm sure there's probably another one out there why they had to go early instead of into June or whenever it was the last time they went. But it was nice to see the guys get up there and go through the Oval Office. A lot of players are tweeting about that. I mean, that's the real Oval Office. That's the most powerful office in the world.
Yeah.
So it was certainly an experience and one they can thank football for and the hard work and 15-0.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I enjoyed it, no doubt about it. That's one of your best segment twos yet.
Yeah, see, more Dabo, less of us is way
Not
better.
True, buddy. Not true. The world's waiting on you. When we come back, two Clemson juniors decide to come back to school. We'll look at the depth chart and what that means. Also, we'll talk much later on about depth. At 7:05, Zach Orr, hang on to your boots. I'm going to tell you who is scheduled to be here on January the 26th. And I will tell you that it has never been, no group of talented visitors has ever been on this campus like what's scheduled to.
Is it for this class or next year's class?
For the 2020 class.
Okay.
Coming up. So hang on as far as that goes. Yesterday, I was listening to Walt. I was in the car. I was listening to Walt. And Walt made a good point about Urban Nirvana. And he says, look, you know what? Just do something nice for somebody. And I decided right then, I want to talk about doing something nice for somebody. Really, for no reason at all. You know, we could talk about Christmas, and we could talk about Valentine's Day, and we could talk about anniversaries and birthdays and weddings. But how about just doing something nice for somebody? There's somebody at your office that's done you something nice, or somebody who came through with a couple extra tickets for you. There's somebody that maybe not even just has done anything for you. Maybe just pay it forward a little bit. I can think of a lot of nice things to do. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to get a little urban nirvana in your life? And it feels so good to have that urban nirvana in your life. Give this as a gift. You would absolutely love it. It's our great friends at Urban Nirvana. This makes it easy. Look, you click on the green tab over there. Do it while you're at your computers now. A lot of you are already at work now. Go to urbannirvana.com, click on the green tab, and send this. You can email it to them today. Imagine that person that has, you just want to do something nice for, getting an email saying, hey, you got a gift certificate, Urban Nirvana. Who are you thinking of over there besides me? Me and Kristen.
Yeah, just you. Okay. Just you, bud.
Do that today. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. The great massages, the great spas, the great treatments, the great hairstylists as well. Get it at locations in Charleston and Columbia and Greenville, all over the state of South Carolina. It's urbannirvana.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk about the returning juniors to Clemson. We got news last night of a couple of guys and how that affects the depth chart right after this.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. They are filing taxes right now. Now, you know, the government's not ready to accept some of those, but they're getting those taxes into the system right now. You're going to love that, man. You're going to love going and getting in, first out. Go ahead and take care of the tax situation now and, A, put it to bed, B, get your refund faster, and C, get an advance. This is a system that was put into place because of identity theft and because of a fraud that people are trying to steal your identity and take your tax dollar back from you, your tax refund back from you. So people file false returns in your name. So the IRS is very, very careful about this, rightfully so. But they know that you need that money, so they do this advance system. You get an advancement on it. That's really cool. I told you earlier that last week someone got their advance in 55 minutes. It might take a day, but that might have been the first case of it. But I want you to call, if you're like so many of us and you depend on that refund, I'd love for you to call and the Patterson Tax Service and find out about that. And go ahead and get in front of the line right now. Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com. Mr. R24, we found out yesterday that both Tanner Muse and Isaiah Simmons are coming back. So really, of the Clemson guys that had a chance to go, the juniors that had a chance to go, I thought the Tigers came out okay. Everybody knew that Dexter Lawrence was going to go. That wasn't a surprise to anybody. Everybody knew that Cleveland Farrell was going to go. That wasn't a major surprise to anybody. Trey Lamar and
Mullen.
Trayvon Mullen, I think that was kind of a foregone conclusion. Those guys were going to go. That was really not a whole lot of decision from those guys. Of the ones that had to make a decision, like Simpson and Ankerman and Cervenka, maybe not much of a decision there. Wallace, Muse, and Simmons, they pretty much did a lot better than we thought. So they lose, what, lose four?
Yeah, you lose Lawrence, Farrell, Mullen, yeah, and Lamar.
Right. So I think they did about as well as they could do there. What it means to you as far as depth goes and its safety goes, and I do want to point this out, that Brent Venables has done okay with losing a lot of players in the past. But what it means, does mean, and back there in the secondary-wise, that three of your four starters return, and A.J. Terrell, the guy that returned the pick six, Kayvon Wallace, and Tanner Muse. I'm going to tell you, I thought Denzel Johnson had a really good year this year. I thought he was underrated. And at times where the Tigers struggled against the pass, I thought he looked great. You know, a typical Dabo Swinney guy, Nolan Turner, the pick against Notre Dame, laying the lumber down there. How about the play he made, him and Cleveland Farrell made on the fourth down the goal line on the quarterback sweep against Tua? You know, some of the big hits he had in that game, I didn't think he was a hitter, but I know that they trusted him in some big-time situations.
Sure.
So that gives you four safeties coming back. And I think Simmons was a huge, huge comeback here. A little bit of leadership in a position where you would have had to start either Jones or Spector. I don't know what you would have done out there. You know,
your leading tackler this past season.
Yeah, the leading tackler coming back. A guy that comes off the edge, drops into coverage. He gives you so much versatility. I like this idea, him coming back, him being – he is the face of the defense now, and he's a guy that you got to kind of game plan against now. And along those lines, Mr. Orr 24, let me just give you a little statistical data of what this looks like. This is not unprecedented as far as Brent Venables' return is concerned. He returns four starters next year on defense. In 2011, he returned five starters. And they gave it 29 points a game. In 2012, seven starters, 24 points a game. In 2013, six starters, 22 points a game. In 2014, seven starters, 16 points a game. In 2015, Zach, he only had three returning starters. In a 2015 season, in which he went 14-1, played for a national championship, he gave up just 21.7 points a game. He gave up just 313 yards a game with only three returning starters. The next year, in 2016, Brent Venables won a national championship. You know how many returning starters he had?
How many?
Four. Allowed just 18 points a game and allowed just 311 yards a game. Now, last year, seven returning starters and 13 points a game and played for the national championship. This year, Farrell, Lawrence, Wilkins, Bryant, Joseph, Lamar, that was six. Mullen was seven. So had seven returning starters this year coming back. So, but in two of the last 4 years, he's had three returning starters and four returning starters. And they've been okay now.
And he'll have one, two, three, four this year?
Yeah, four this year. So, look, my point is, they're going to go, there's going to be a drop-off. They're not going to lead the country in scoring this year. Oh, and defense score. They're going to lead the country in offensive scoring. They're not going to lead the country in defensive scoring this year.
Is Trevor okay?
Yeah, Trevor's fine. But the cupboard is not overall together bare. As a matter of fact, I think at defensive end, they'll certainly miss Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant. But with Xavier Thomas and Justin Foster and KJ Henry and Rudolph and Justin Mascol, I think they're okay there. The concern is at tackle with losing Wilkins and Lawrence. There will be a drop-off there, and you're hoping that Williams and Pinckney and Jeffrey and Kelly and maybe some of his freshmen will help. I think that you lose a little bit at linebacker with Lamar and Joseph, no doubt. But I'm not worried about linebacker with Simmons coming back. Look, James Skalski was in there in very key moments of the national championship game in a redshirt season. That seems crazy.
Sure.
And I like Chad Smith. I think Shaq Smith is coming. And you got Venables, and you got four freshmen coming in.
Don't sleep on the Venables kid.
You see his tweet yesterday?
Make football violent again. I mean, that's what you want from your linebacker.
Yeah. At the other corner, opposite of Terrell, that Goodrich and McMichael and Lee Anthony Williams and maybe Booth or Sheridan Jones come in and give you a chance there. They don't – defensive tackle is an issue, no doubt. Everywhere else, I think you will be fine. And finally, two points. Number one, with Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne and Justin Ross and Amari Rodgers and T. Higgins and you know, offensive line that brings back Ankrum and Simpson and Pollard and Carmen and Cervenka, you're not going to have to hold everybody, you know, under 20 points a game or anything like that.
Yep.
The final point is, in looking at the schedule, what offenses out there really scare you that think they're going to drive it up and down against Xavier Thomas? You know, who are you facing next year that you go, man, this offense is going to be dynamic, and I don't know how we got to outscore this team because their offense is going to be great. So, I don't think by the way, is Brent Venables coming back?
Brent Venables is coming back.
Okay.
But you know what? A&M moved the ball against you last year.
Right.
You'll have tape on them now, so you'll be a little bit more prepared, you would assume.
Well, not just that. You feel better. Now, Mond is going to be a really good player, no doubt. And the receivers, those big receivers. Let me check and see who all is coming back.
That big boy's gone.
The running back is gone. Trayvon Williams is gone. But let me make sure of this as far as coming back. Wide receiver. Oh, the tight end.
Yeah.
Sternberger is gone. But Osborn and Davis come back at wide receiver. Kendrick Rogers comes back. Bucky Cameron comes back there. But Trayvon Williams is gone. Jay Sternberger is gone. Those guys leaving to go pro early. The punter, thank goodness, is going. But that'll be good. A&M will be good. A&M will be the best offense they face, I think.
You talk about returning four starters on defense. The rest of that defense got torched at the end of the season against their rival.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you next season?
No.
In terms of offenses you have to face?
No. Because how they do against Notre Dame and how they do against Alabama coming out, and Pittsburgh coming down the stretch.
Just throwing it out there.
It was the number one scoring defense in the country. A blip on the radar screen against South Carolina doesn't bother me.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Let me get Delvin, 654 Roar. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed. We're doing fantastic.
A couple things. First, what do you think about everybody making a big deal about the players getting served fast food at the White House? I mean, they have the government shut down, and President Trump paid for it with his own money. I don't have a problem with this. So, but a lot of people made a big deal about it. And two, about the defense coming back next year, I agree with you about Skowski. Skowski played a lot, and he played a lot. So he knows, he played, like you said, he played a lot. And don't forget, he made a start in, against Georgia Tech, so he got a start on his belt. So he probably... And then it's good that you got Isaiah Simmons. I think Shaq Smith gonna put it. Everybody been waiting on it. I think it's gonna be his year, even though it probably his last year. It'd be your, I think you'll be okay at linebacker. I agree with you about that with Skowski and Smith and Simmons. And like you said about the secondary, you got Muse, Turner and Johnson and Wallace. And then at the corners, like you said, AJ Terrell and then you got McMichael and Goodrich. I think McMichael and Goodrich play a lot, so. They got this, like, that's why Dabo played these guys, so they know what they expect to coming in this year. I agree with you about defense line. Defense end, you're going to be okay. I think at defense end, you got, like you said, Xavier Thomas, and KJ Heron and all those guys. And he said, now Pitney and Jordan Williams play a lot. It's just going to be the depth behind them. You probably won't have the depth on the defense line that you had this past couple of years.
Yeah, depth is an issue. Look, I mean, let's face it. Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence are 2 5-stars and 2 first-round NFL draft picks, and anybody would have some sort of drop-off there, and there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but I think that's why a lot of people watch. Why double playing the young guys? These why you play young guys because they can come in and play right away and come in.
Right.
And get the experience.
Exactly. No doubt about it. No doubt.
Yeah.
Good point, Devin.
Yeah. Thanks for my call, guys.
Take care of yourself. Appreciate the phone call. Harmon Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harmonlumber.com. Let them take care of you. Here's the bottom line, a full-service lumber yard, every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. They bring you in as an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman. They talk to you about their products. They actually take you on these trips and let you learn more about these products to these manufacturers. Now, that's when they buy outside. They have their own door plant, their own wall plant, their own truss plant. So that's awesome. You can't beat that. And in the end, the bottom line is that you're going to get great products. It's going to be at a wonderful price. But more importantly, the customer service is going to be there. And it's going to be there for you like you've never seen before. They're going to knock your socks off. Years ago, Randy said, in football terms, we're the walk-on. We would love to be the walk-on, whatever it is. Give us a small job, and we'll earn the rest of your business. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. January the 26th is going to be an absolutely massive day, as they're going to have between 20 and 30 visitors. I've got 24, 25 listed here. We'll tell you who those guys are and why that's a huge, important day for the class of 2020 when it comes to Clemson football. Love for you to return hour two after this.
From the Priority One Security.